Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning. It's Thursday, September 29th, and the KUMA Coffee Hour is coming up this morning. We're talking with two ladies from Community Counseling Solutions. We're talking to Carrie Sinclair Beagle and Junita Williamson, and that conversation will begin right after this.
The Old West atmosphere of Hamley Steakhouse and Saloon sets the scene for an amazing dining experience. Whether it's for a special occasion or no occasion at all, you'll have a memorable evening enjoying USDA prime cut steaks or a wide assortment of delicious ranch-style menu selections. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. for dine-in or takeout. Hamley Steakhouse, corner of Main and Court, downtown Pendleton.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning. It's Thursday, September 29th, and this is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Your host, Dan Chessman, joining you with Community Counseling Solutions, two ladies from that organization, and they are Carrie Sinclair Beagle and Junita Williamson. And Carrie is Addiction Treatment Services Manager, and Junita is Batterer Intervention and Anger Management. Batterer Intervention and Anger Management. We're going to get that out correctly. And ladies, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And let me start with you, Carrie. What kind of addiction treatment does CCS offer?
We provide outpatient services for people that are court referred or anybody that just wants to come in for addiction treatment counseling.
And tell us a little bit more about what goes, I guess, into that, and as far as, I guess, the process of that treatment, if you can share with us that experience.
Yeah. So once a client comes in, there's a little bit of paperwork we fill out. Then we get them scheduled for an assessment where they get evaluated to figure out what the core of the issues are. And then we start counseling. That can be individual sessions, can be some group counseling. There's random drug testing.
And what's the most important step in getting an addict to commit to treatment? I imagine part of that has to do with, you know, the accepting the fact that, you know, I need help.
Exactly. That admittance that they have a problem or there's some concern that's causing an issue in their life that they want to address.
And as far as that step, that's a big thing in and of itself. But as far as that treatment process, I mean, does it vary from a daily process? They go in once a week, once a month? Or does it vary?
It varies per individual, depending on what their situations are. But most of our clients are in at least a couple hours a week. So it could be one or two days a week. They come in for a few groups, and it goes on for usually at least 90 days.
Probably the toughest part regarding an addict committing themselves to treatment is the impact it has on families or friends of addicts. What can those families and friends of addicts do to help them?
The best thing is to set firm boundaries with them, so that way they're not enabling the family member that is struggling with addictions. Because oftentimes when we love our family, we want to help them, and we end up enabling them in that process.
And is there parts of that process where, you know, I don't know, family or friends are just, they don't know how to help. They don't know, stepping out of my bounds? This really isn't my issue, or those kind of things. Are there ways to help people through that process as far as the family and friends of the addict?
Oh, absolutely. As long as the client is okay with us talking to the family members, we can do family treatment. We can have families come in for certain sessions, and they can kind of figure out more about addiction and what they can do to support the individual without enabling them and continuing that destructive behavior chain.
You hear of some of these interventions. I know there's certain programs on TV and social media where, you know, the family comes in and really gets tough and really gets hard on them, almost to the point of kicking them out of the family or kicking them out of that person's life. Is that effective? Is that useless in any part of this process for the addict, that is, to get their life straightened out?
Sometimes, though, setting those boundaries, if that means that you have to take yourself out of this scenario and kind of kick them out, so to speak, having those firm boundaries really can help the person see that this is an issue in my life and it's causing not only problems for me, but for the family. And that can be a great motivator for that client to come in and get treatment and get the help that they need.
And let's talk about fentanyl. We probably could spend all morning on this program talking about this. I know that we've talked to law enforcement and all kinds of different folks that have to, I guess, see the bad side of it. I don't know of any good side to it, but it is the newest dangerous drug. From CCS, their perspective, what do you see as far as that addiction treatment?
The scariest part of fentanyl is that it's being cut into so many other substances that people aren't even understanding that it's in there until it comes in back in their UA and they're like, I don't even take that. So they may be just smoking cannabis and it's in there. And so it's creating a whole other addiction. They go through different types of withdrawals and they don't even realize they're using it.
What are some things that I guess the community should be aware of fentanyl? I know that there's been this huge, public service announcement about, you know, fentanyl taking the shape of certain candies. And, it's really targeting young people. But what else are you seeing or hearing as far as, I hate to use the word trend, but what else should we know about fentanyl?
It's very scary. If you're taking a substance that you've been taking for a while and all of a sudden you're feeling it affecting you differently, pretty good chances that it could be cut in there. And that's very alarming because it's a whole different set of withdrawals and easy to overdose.
If somebody listening this morning either is fighting an addiction or knows somebody that is in serious trouble that needs addiction treatment, how can they get a hold of Community Counseling Solutions, reach out, make that first step in getting the treatment they need?
Either coming down to our location or calling us at 541-278-6330 and we'll get you connected and set up.
All right. Very good. Well, we are going to take our first break, come back. We're talking to Community Counseling Solutions. Much more to talk about. The conversation will continue right after these words.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Ron Iverson and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was getting a corticosteroid shot every 6 months, and I wanted to find another solution, something that brought healing to the body. I've had a total of 4 treatments in 2 sessions. The pain is gone. The inflammation is way down. Everything is better. If you are suffering from chronic pain, I would recommend that you give this a try.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
You know you must be doing something right if you have customers who have been coming to your store for over 40 years. Here's Bruce Giannotti on why he has shopped at Zimmerman's since 1979.
I've been shopping there over 40 years. I've renovated quite a few properties and I buy everything from nuts and bolts to toilets and hot water tanks and everything in between. They always seem to have what I need. If they don't, they can get it usually within 2 or 3 days.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, open 7 days a week on Main Street in downtown Pendleton.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today in Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Planning, looking ahead, it's a good practice. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance discusses why people buy life insurance.
There's dozens of reasons to buy life insurance, but when you boil everything down, typically people purchase life insurance because they owe it to someone or because they love someone. Life insurance has evolved, it's changed, it's become more expansive and actually less expensive over time. The products that we have available today are more efficient and they do more for you. It's no longer death insurance, it really truly is life insurance. If you get sick, sick, get hurt, have something debilitative happen to you, and you can't perform two of the six daily tasks of living, you can receive a portion or a majority of your death benefit while you're living. Spend it any way as you see fit.
Let's sit down together today and see how life insurance can benefit your family. Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning, talking with Community Counseling Solutions, talking to Carrie Sinclair Beagle and Junita Williamson. And we just spoke to Carrie a little bit about addiction treatment. And Junita, we're going to talk now in this segment about batter intervention. And it sounds dangerous. What is it like?
Well, it can be dangerous at times, but they're people just like us, and being able to come into a safe place and to discuss the issues that they have within their relationship is helping them be able to work on their belief system and get the help that they need.
And I imagine this ties into anger management. We're going to talk about that in a little bit here. But do you personally go on calls where criminal acts are occurring, or are you more involved after the fact?
It's after the fact. Typically, whenever something happens within the home and the cops are involved, there's a process. You know, they go through the court system, and typically the courts will mandate them to complete batterer's intervention. And so I'm usually the last step.
And what attracted you to this field?
I got into the field in 2012. I initially became a drug and alcohol counselor after having issues with substance abuse within my family, and I had some deaths. And it was my way of healing from that. And shortly after I started doing counseling, batterer's intervention became a passion of mine, to be able to get to the core of the issues, to help the victims and to prevent recidivism and creating more victims. So that's what attracted me to that.
And is it a challenge to get someone who is battered to understand it's not their fault?
Yes, it is. They feel like if they did better, then there wouldn't be anger, there wouldn't be abuse happening. They typically will change who they are in order to please the victim or the perpetrator. And it's definitely very difficult for them, because they still love them. It's not like they're a monster 100% of the time. There's really good things within that relationship that they hold on to, that they see. They have empathy. They love them. And so they feel like if I take this on and I do better, then I can fix him or her, because women are batterers too. It's a belief that they grow up in abusive homes, and that's what they know, and that's how they handle situations. And until they can learn different tools to help them, it continues the cycle through generation and generations.
There seems to be much more anger bubbling to the surface from people in recent years. Have you noticed that?
I have. I think COVID really did a number on a lot of people, and the way of life and the stressors that we all have now, it's changed. People need people, you know, and whenever you have to step away from that and you don't have that normal lifestyle of getting together with your friends and going and doing things, it can cause a lot of mental health issues.
What can we do about it?
Get help. You know, you don't have to wait for the courts and the police to intervene. If you feel like you have an issue that you want to take care of so that you can feel better, so that you want to change the things that you're not happy with, because you know, like, you know, whenever you are not happy and that you're causing other people pain, and that doesn't feel good, you know. And if you want help, seek out help, because we're here to help you, and you can come in on your own. You don't have to be court ordered to do it.
And is that one of the, I guess, common traps that folks fall into, is that, oh, well, you know, I've just been busy at work, or I've been busy at family, school just started, you know, oh, it's just life. And then come to find out it builds, and you know, the weight of the world is comes crashing down on you, and then, you know, you react. You can't properly, or you're not properly managing your anger. You end up taking it out on somebody physically, that kind of thing. Is that typically how it all begins?
It is. Typically, we take out our anger on the people that are closest to us. And being able to communicate effectively can really help a lot, you know, of discussing, hey, this is how I'm feeling, and I need help, and I don't want to treat you this way. I don't understand why I'm treating you this way. But starting with the conversation can really help a lot. It can help the family begin becoming healthier. It can help the family really navigate this whenever it's not a secret. Whenever there's an issue and you just stuff it and you don't deal with it, usually that explodes. And then whenever it explodes, that's whenever it becomes dangerous. And it doesn't have to be that way.
And what can a spouse, a friend, a family member, you know, one of the children in the household, what should they look for? What can they do to prevent this from becoming, you know, a situation where there is a batterer intervention, or mom, dad, brother, sister, whoever needs to seek anger management? What are some things they need to be looking for? And when, I guess it, I hate to ask this, but when is it okay to speak up and say, hey, something's not right here?
At any point in time that you're seeing behaviors that are not healthy, whenever someone, we all get angry, you know, and whenever you are responding and reacting in inappropriate ways, that is an intervention time right there. You can intervene right there. It doesn't have to be this scary conversation. It can happen immediately. Like, hey, I think you could really use some tools to help you deal with your anger that you have, so that you can express it more appropriately, so that we're not causing more harm within our family. We're not causing harm to our children, because that's how it continues in the generation cycle, is the children are involved, they're seeing this behavior, they're growing up thinking that it's okay and that that is normal for them because that is what they know. And then they go out and then they create the same environment. And we need to be able to help the children. We need to be able to help the victims. We need to be able to help the perpetrator. And being able to say, I need help, and coming into a program that is not judgmental, that other people are in there for the same thing, they have a really good bond with the other members in the group. And that's helpful. That is very helpful, because they don't feel like they're alone. Like, they're not doing it alone.
Having a safe space to talk about anything, whether it's addiction or anger or just stress, it's huge in helping them recover and get into a healthier cycle.
And I imagine we started this program talking, Carrie, about addiction treatment, and then Jonita, batterer intervention. I imagine there are some situations where these two somehow intermix. The addiction leads to a situation where somebody is in a physical confrontation or whatever, and then that leads to the batterer intervention. I don't know really if there's anything to say more about that, but know that there is help to keep these two situations from somehow mingling coexisting, but know that Community Counseling Solutions, Carrie, Jonita, and the rest of the staff at CCS are there to help, and there's no crime in reaching out and getting help and saying you need help, whether you're the individual that needs the help or you know somebody that does, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely. We're here because we care, and we want to help them become healthy and have better communication styles. It all comes down to communication. If you can't tell people what's wrong, how do you fix it?
All right. Well, we're talking with Community Counseling Solutions. Going to take another break. Back with more right after this.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
The City of Pendleton wants to help you replace your old, uncertified wood stove with a new, more efficient heating system. We're offering interest-free loans up to $3,500 to help you buy a new stove that could be natural gas, pellet, electric, or wood. With our program, you save money and you help clear winter haze and smog in Pendleton. It's a win-win for everyone. Call 966-0249 or visit the city's website for more information on the wood stove replacement program.
If you or a loved one is living with memory decline or a diagnosis of dementia, it can be a time of great uncertainty and anxiety. As your partner in active aging, Mackay Creek Estates has developed a free guide to cognitive health that addresses common memory loss questions and concerns, including information on different stages of memory loss, cognitive assessments, and more. This guide is intended to provide the resources needed to live a healthy, fulfilled life at any age. Download your free cognitive guide today by visiting PrestigeCanHelp.com. That's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
This is Brian from Burns Mortuary. Did you know that Oregon law requires other vehicles to yield the right-of-way to a funeral procession, and drivers are required to stop at intersections and allow a procession to pass? Other vehicles may not drive between or join the funeral procession. It's the law, and it's also the right thing to do. Thanks for doing your part in the funeral procession safety. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, serving Umatilla, Union, and Grant counties for over 80 years.
Enjoy an evening out and support the Umatilla County Historical Society at their annual fundraiser, the Heritage Dinner, at 5:30 p.m. on Friday, October 7th at the Pendleton Convention Center. Miriam Reed will perform her one-woman play, Susan B. Anthony Says a Word, while you dine on a delicious meal and hear from friends of the Historical Society on why they continue to support UCHS. Tickets available at Heritage Station Museum, $60 for members and $65 for non-members. Special thanks to premier sponsor, CHI St. Anthony Hospital.
It might be a little tricky to fly in and out of Walla Walla right now with the Alaska Air flight schedule change, but if you like to sleep in and have a relaxing morning before your flight, you will love the midday flight time. You will still have good flight connections at SeaTac for wherever your journey takes you. So, purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need a little more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Community Counseling Solutions, and we're talking this morning with Carrie Sinclair Beagle and Jonita Williamson. And in this segment, I wanted to take a moment. Community Counseling Solutions has a lot to offer for folks. And there may be somebody out there, whatever the case may be, they're struggling with depression, they're struggling with addiction. We talked about this batterer intervention, anger management, but yet their personal struggle is, it's really not that bad. I'm okay. I'll survive. I'll get through this. Counseling isn't for me. What would you say to those people that just say, nah, I'm fine. I'll survive. I don't need this.
I would say that if you were sick and you needed to go to a doctor, you would go, and you wouldn't feel embarrassed or ashamed of going to a physician whenever you're sick. And if we normalized mental health and
behavioral health in general, getting the help, if we normalize that, take that stigma out of it and know that it's a safe place and it's okay. Everybody needs help. Strong people need help. It doesn't make you any less.
Yeah, and there's those that are out there, I'm sure, that you deal with that are like, whether I guess, culturally, how they were raised. You know, counseling is not for me. But again, and you've stressed it throughout this morning, CCS is here to help. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I need help. There's nothing wrong with going and getting help. And that transition to my next question is, for those who want to learn more about the services, the things that CCS provides, how do you reach out to CCS? What is available and where are you located?
We have several offices that you can go to. Currently, our mental health and our addictions are in two separate locations. Our addictions team is at 211 Southwest 1st in Pendleton. Come on into the office. We can connect you with a peer usually right then. They can talk to you about our services. We can get your paperwork and get you scheduled in to come in an assessment and figure out where you're struggling and how we can help. And we'll get you connected to whatever program within CCS is going to be the most beneficial for you.
All right. And then I just wanted to take a moment. And as you know, we're getting into fall. I know that the weather affects everybody's mood, affects everybody's personality and stuff. What are just some, I guess, common things people can just do to make it a better day? I mean, smile more, laughter. What do you suggest?
Smile more, exercise. Sometimes getting one of the light boxes that you can find in stores can be help to kind of make up that sunshine that we all miss in this time of year. But just really talking to people. And sometimes that third party of a counselor that isn't have an emotional connection to you. A safe place to come and just let out all your stressors, because we won't be offended by what you say. We just want to help. We're here and we care.
Anything to add?
I agree 100%. I think that with all of the offices that we have in Pendleton, Hermiston, Melton, Freewater, and all of the other counties in our surrounding areas, we're growing, and we're growing because people are admitting that they need the help and they're wanting help. And that's the first step. And as soon as you're able to admit that you need help, we're here for it. We're here to help. And to really focus on self-care and doing the things that make you feel good so that you can be healthier, we want to help you with that. We want to help you with all of the behavioral health issues. And whenever we look at an individual as a whole, like, we want that. We want people to become whole.
All right. Well, I appreciate you both coming in, talking this morning to Carrie Sinclair Beagle, Addiction Treatment Services Manager, and Junita Williamson, Batterer Intervention and Anger Management, both with Community Counseling Solutions. And again, if anybody has any questions, knows somebody that could use their services, please feel free to reach out to them. And that is Community Counseling Solutions. Ladies, thank you for joining me this morning. And with that, that's going to do it for this Thursday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Have a terrific day. We'll be back again tomorrow.
On us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.